Lori, another week of the Travel Vertical Podcast. How you doing?
I'm doing well. And you, Adam?
I'm good. I'm actually doing great. Excited to start a new week. And, you know, we got a great guest today that I'm excited to hear from and a little bit of news to share.
Well, we're going to be talking with Kyle Edmiston from Visit Lake Charles. But we should also point out that it's National Travel and Tourism Week.
We absolutely should. What are you doing to celebrate, Lori?
Looking at the toolkit put out by the U.S. Travel Association and sharing that with all the DMOs.
I like it. What a great way to celebrate.
Yeah. So if anybody needs anything, you know, that's where you go, ustravel.org, and take advantage of the free toolkit, the social media graphics, the logos, and, you know, all the background pieces about just putting the message out there with the right hashtags and, you know, making the world aware.
But if you don't want to go all the way to the US Travel website, just go to thetravelvertical.com and you'll be able to find it there, right, Lori?
Of course.
Perfect. Well, what's happening this week? I know you mentioned earlier there's no jobs available in the industry. Everything is shut down, right?
Not exactly, Adam. There's lots of jobs like usual.
Yep, it seems to be the big topic that's always there, right? Is there's lots of jobs. So tell me what you're seeing.
You know, there are a lot of splashy jobs, but I also noticed there's a lot of RFPs, and there are also a lot of hiring. And we're going to actually talk with Kyle about some of the hiring he's been doing, but there's a lot more hiring going on, it looks to me, and they seem to be coming in twos. Sometimes new people moving around, you know, from outside the industry, sometimes people being promoted from inside. There's a new marketing manager at Travel Nevada. She comes from Reno Sparks Convention and Visitors Bureau. That's Keely Cox. Promotions at San Francisco Travel Association, new hires at Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau, new at Little Rock, new at Cleveland, where there's a lot of openings as well.
It's nice to see a lot of these positions starting to get filled, Lori, because it kind of felt for a while like we were seeing lots of increase in the number of positions available, but not necessarily seeing the trail of filling those responsibilities. And maybe that's starting to catch up.
Yeah, that's kind of exactly what I'm seeing, Adam. I think you've got it. There's also a new hire this week, Visit Pasadena. Kristen McGrath is taking that role. And we've talked about that role when it became available. She's got the Greater Boston Convention and Visitors Bureau in her background, as do I. And she's got Providence Warwick Convention and Visitors Bureau in Rhode Island and Richmond Region Tourism, most recently Visit Albuquerque. So she's been around the DMO space.
Well, she's like you that she's lived on both coasts now at this point.
Yeah, that's right. So that's one of the bigger announcements of this week, but we'll have them all in the Travel Vertical when it comes out later.
Perfect. So I think we'll probably keep kind of this portion of the conversation pretty short just because we want to leave some time for our guest coming on. But, you know, Lori, it is, like I said, it's nice to see some of these jobs getting filled. And I hope that's a trend that continues because the industry most definitely needs it.
Yes. And not only at the DMOs, Adam, but we see a lot of hirings at the vendors that work closely with the DMOs. So we see hirings at Adara, at Bandwango, Miles Partnership, and lots more of them. And that's also encouraging.
Yeah, and in fact, I've even seen an uptick in a couple of the positions that I've had available, getting a lot of really good industry applicants and you know, pleased to see that.
Now, just two things I want to mention in the job space, in case anybody is looking for some dinner conversation. We've got a friend and supporter of Connect Thrive Summit and eTourism Summit, who's actually running for mayor of Chicago. Not a small job, but you should read about DJ Doran and from Aquilitas Media and see what he's doing. And one more thing I wanted to mention, which is that we've got the ultimate green job. That's a hashtag. So the ultimate green job is a sustainable development coordinator at Club Med. And you get to live at the Punta Cana Resort in the Dominican Republic for a whole year and go around to all the Club Meds in North America and try to sort them out for their ongoing social responsibility efforts.
I'm in.
Exactly.
Sounds great. Well, Lori, let's go ahead and bring on our guest. I know it's going to be a great conversation and can't wait to chat with him. It's Kyle Edmiston, and he's from Visit Lake Charles. I talked to him recently on my other show, the Destination Marketing Podcast, and I'm excited that you've arranged for him to join us here.
Well, me too. You know, this is Kyle's a great, you know, I don't want to use the word veteran, Kyle. You're not that old enough to be a veteran, but you've been around the DMO squares, haven't you, over the past decade or so? And now you're president and CEO at Visit Lake Charles in Louisiana.
Well, I appreciate that, Laurie. Yes, veteran is just a better way and a nicer way of saying, yeah, you're getting old, Kyle. So, but that's okay as well. I'm glad to have been around a while, and certainly glad to join this podcast and get to visit with you and Adam over the course of the next little while.
Well, let me see if I've got that straight. You've been chair of the board of directors at Brand USA, and you've been the state travel director at Louisiana. Is that right?
That's right. I've been fortunate enough to be able to experience several different things. One certainly is Brand USA, and that was a great honor. I served on the board for 6 years and 1 year as chair before being termed off last December. While I was state travel director, I actually had the opportunity to serve as chair of the Travel South USA Board of Directors. And of course, that's made up of the Southeast USA state travel directors. And that was a wonderful group headed by Liz Bittner. And I really enjoyed the time that I got to spend there. And currently, I'm the chair of the Louisiana Travel Association here in Louisiana, which encompasses our entire tourism industry. So fortunate to get to do that on several different occasions. And like I said, most importantly, I'm very happy to be the president and CEO at Visit Lake Charles. It's a wonderful community, and we'll talk about it as we get into it, but just a great place to be.
Well, I think we might actually talk about it right now, because that was my next question. You've held some pretty amazing positions in the industry, and I think there's not a lot of people that can say that they've got the resume that you have. What is it about Lake Charles, Louisiana, that got you excited and made you decide that's going to be my next step?
Well, as the state travel director, I was approached by retiring CEO Shelley Johnson when she was looking to create a succession plan. And I had an opportunity to visit with her and her executive committee of the board to come on board and then work with her for a little over a year before moving into the CEO role. The thing that got me most excited about moving over here was the commitment to travel and tourism in Southwest Louisiana. There is a significant presence of a multitude of things for people to see, do, and experience while here. Again, with four casino resorts in the area, multiple youth sports activities and facilities already in place. And then as we, again, we'll get into in a little bit some of what is coming up and being built here. And so, like I said, the commitment from the community leaders to continue to grow and be committed to travel and tourism was definitely the reason that I was willing to leave the job at the state to come be a part of the future of Visit Lake Charles.
Well, that's interesting. Southwest, let me think. I'm trying to put it on a map. Where's Southwest Louisiana? Does that mean you're on the Gulf of Mexico? You're sort of in the corner by Texas? Is that where you are?
Yes. So if you think of Louisiana as a boot, we're the hill. So we're in that corner. We're 30 miles from the Gulf, which of course is has its pros and cons. We can talk about hurricanes and different things like that, but it also brings great weather. And we're actually slightly closer to Houston than we are to New Orleans. So part of our international opportunities that we have with inbound visitation is that we're 2 hours from the Houston airport and 3 hours from the French Quarter in New Orleans. And so that I-10 corridor provides a fantastic opportunity for us with international inbound visitors to stop for one night, 2 nights here in Lake Charles as they're transgressing back and forth between New Orleans and Houston.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is interesting. I imagine you've got some nice fishing and some nice food to go along with that, huh?
We do. We have a great array of outdoor activities that can take place. In 2019, we created a new brand, Louisiana's Playground. And out of that brand, a lot of The research showed the juxtaposition of all of the outdoor activities that we have available in Southwest Louisiana and around Lake Charles, and then the luxury five-star resorts that we have to offer a completely opposite approach to that outdoor. And that juxtaposition of back and forth and then combining the two, sometimes when appropriate, is really what creates such a special place that people want to come to at least once, and then many want to come back and visit again and again.
So I've got to imagine that juxtaposition has been a fun thing to play with from a marketing standpoint. How have you capitalized on that in Visit Lake Charles?
Well, in the beginning, we actually started out with using photography to show two different scenes that blended together in the middle of the picture. And then one of them would be something around the resort area, and something else then would be at the beach. And so it might be two people that are laying by the lazy river, and you see the lazy river, and the lazy river bleeds over into looking at the beach scene. And so it very much showed the two different sides of that. You know, the brand description we created, though, really is where the fun started. And I've used the line, a little black dress paired with flip-flops, a lot, and people start asking about, well, what's that look like? And really, that's the last part of the first paragraph of our brand description. And so just very quickly, it's a Cajun personality with a Texas flair, a love for big city entertainment, and a relish joy of nature. Bold and outspoken, yet equally laid back and homey, stylish and carefree, a little black dress paired with flip-flops. And that really does... Isn't that great, Laurie? That really describes our destination in one paragraph. And that's and that's so then now we've really implored our agency to go find photography and images and little snippets and continue to play off of that one paragraph right there as we look to market the destination.
That would look great on the men too, right, Kyle?
Yes.
I can imagine that. So tell us more about who came up with that.
Well, as I said, we hired Miles Partnership to do our brand for us, Louisiana, and they came up with the Louisiana Playground as well as the brand description. It goes deeper than that, but I won't bore people. They certainly can go to our website, and we have all types of things. And then we created a brand video from that, and that's kind of where we started. And then that was in 2019, and as we have progressed to 1.0, 2.0, and now we're actually working on 3.0, we've just continued to redefine the brand. But they did such a good job with the brand, not because of just the creative side of that, but because of the research that we put in on the very front end. We surveyed our residents. We surveyed people who had visited. We did in-person groups and listened to what they had to say, and they did these groups and listen. We videoed them so we could go back and play them. And really, we spent time and investment on the front end to fully understand what our citizens and what our visitors thought our destination was, and then went to the creative process. And again, I think sometimes if you don't listen to your own citizens and those who are most likely to come to your destination, then that's how you might get out of line with what you think the destination description and the destination brand is. And so that really time was well spent on the front end to do the proper amount of research and do the proper amount of listening to get us to where we are on the back end, which is a really cool brand and a very good description of our destination.
So you've got an amazing destination with a lot of momentum as it pertains to your branding and marketing. So it's obviously an attractive destination. It brought someone like you to come in and run it. And I know that you are working on hiring to try to build out the team to continue to promote the destination. So tell me a little bit about what you're trying to accomplish, and you know, how's that been trying to recruit there?
Well, you know, we're trying to accomplish what everyone else is. We're wanting to continue to grow, because the growth of the destination improves the economic fabric of the community. And so, you know, we are trying to add to our marketing, our sales, and then our internal teams to make sure that we have the right people in the right places and that we grow appropriately where we can bring value for each time that we add a new position. Like I said, we feel like we have gotten to that point right now where we've filled positions that meet our budget. We've increased our staff to the level that is very appropriate for where we are. But we want to keep that momentum and we want to keep that growth going. And so we had created a strategic plan as part of our 3-year strategic plan that we hired the Coraggio Group out of Oregon to work on. And that strategic plan created a organizational chart that is 34 positions, and currently we're at 25 positions. So we're looking to add the new ones as appropriately budgeted as our revenue grows, but we don't want to get in front of ourselves and hire too many people that we then are spending too much money on staff and not enough on marketing, sales, and promotion. So it's a fine line that you have to walk to make sure that you're getting the right return on investment. And so we're in the throes of doing that. And again, that's the time to fill that out is not necessarily within that 3-year strategic plan, even though it would be certainly nice to get there if the revenue reacts accordingly.
That's a good sized team, Kyle. I'm surprised at the numbers.
Yes. Well, like I said, I think the other thing that surprises a lot of people when you start to really look at destinations is that by number of visitors, economic impact, and CVB budget, Lake Charles is the second largest destination in Louisiana, even though we're not nearly the second largest city. New Orleans is the only one that beats us in all three of those categories. And so we aspire to catch New Orleans. Let's be honest, I don't think that's going to happen in my lifetime, but it doesn't hurt to have that as an aspirational goal. But, you know, we are definitely looking to continue the growth that we've seen. And, you know, we've got a lot of new activities and new investment coming on board over the next few months as one of our properties will reopen later this year and into the next couple of years with some new museums and some new attractions that are coming to the area that will just continue that growth that we've seen already.
So from a hiring standpoint, Kyle, what role is your next priority to bring on board?
Well, interestingly, I would tell you that the next role would be more of a community engagement destination development. And so, of course, this is a fairly new role in all of the communities that we have adhered to the new lexicon that Destinations International has been putting out. And so we created a vice president of destination development and community engagement. And that person really is working with our partners on strategic planning for the community and adding new attractions, adding new hotels, signage, all types of different activities she's working on, both with elected leaders and then private developers. And then she's also working with our volunteer time off, with our community engagement, with our employee engagement task force, and all of those things. And this is a really new position. And what I've already discovered, four months in, she just really started January 1st. She was already working for us, but transitioned into that role on January 1st, is that I had combined those two on the organizational chart because I didn't think we could afford them separately. So my next position to hire would be to divide those back out and hire that other person because she's already overwhelmed with the amount of activity going on those two roles.
Interesting. You've got a great social media manager who's just won a prize as one of the emerging tourism stars of 2022. And I have a lot of admiration for Catherine Shea Duncan, who I first met by reading the New York Times, believe it or not. So nothing small about the way you put yourselves out there, punching well above your weight all the time.
Well, and you know, we were just named one of the 22 must-sees by Forbes magazine, 22 must-sees in 2022. So to be on that list is certainly a very much an honor for us. And you're right, we are punching above our weight. And yes, when you have people like Catherine Shea working for you, she is a rock star currently and certainly one of the future faces of tourism, not only in Southwest Louisiana and Louisiana, but around the country. She's going to do great things in her career.
I agree.
So, Kyle, a question I have for you is, I know that being where you are down in Southwest Louisiana, COVID is not the only crisis you've ever had to deal with. So how do you guys look at recovery regardless of crisis as a whole? And how's your team kind of built to handle recovery when there is a crisis?
Well, obviously, we have to be well-resourced on the financial side to withstand not only COVID, but in the case that our hotels, motels might be closed for periods of time due to a natural disaster. So, COVID shut down Southwest Louisiana like the rest of the country in March of 2020. August of 2020, we had a Category 5 hurricane hit Lake Charles. October of 2020, we had a Category 2 hurricane hit Lake Charles. February, we had a week-long freeze hit our area of February of 21. And then May of 21, we had a 100-year historical flood. So to say that we have had to be resilient in the face of a few issues, that certainly covers it. But we've gotten very good at mobilizing our staff, keeping our senior team together as we evacuate. And then, of course, what we had all learned through COVID is being able to operate from your laptop. And so some of our financial back-end operations, we needed to make some adjustments to, and we figured that out actually during COVID. And by the time August hit and the hurricanes hit, fortunately, we had already fixed all of those back-end issues and the ability to do everything we needed to do from a remote location. And that came in very useful and handy because obviously our office was hit. The whole area was without power for 4 to 5 weeks. And so we were very fortunate that our good friends down the road in Lafayette took us in. And so we went and set up in their office, but had to do everything from a remote standpoint. And so having everything ready to go and to mobilize, on a 48-hour notice, for us on the coast, I think is very important because you just don't know anymore where those hurricanes are coming from and where they might hit.
You know, and you also don't know where the next pandemic is coming from. So I'm sorry those things happened, but I'm very glad to hear you say what is the importance of crisis operations planning and crisis communications for all DMOs. And it's something that we've been talking about at the eTourism Summit for a few years, and I know we'll be talking about it a lot more in the future.
I'm sure, Laurie. Like I said, it's, those of us that are along the coast, certainly all the Florida DMOs and South Carolina, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, we've all dealt with hurricanes and oil spills over the course of time. And so you kind of were a little more used to it. I think COVID is the first time that we really saw it across the country and no one was spared. And so I think everyone understands the importance now of having some designated funds set back for those organizations that unfortunately might not have had any savings. And so their revenue streams were decimated when all the hotels were closed. And so you gotta really look ahead and plan ahead and start to have a little rainy day fund, whether that's 1 month, whether that's 3 months, whether that's 6 months of operating income, you got to have a little bit put back and you've got to be mobile. You've got to be able to take everything out of the office and go wherever the work needs to be done from at that particular time. And I think all of us are smarter now than we were March of 2020 when this started.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't know about Lori, but I'm ready to pack my little black dress and flip-flops and go down and visit down in Lake Charles. I think my last question, Kyle, is, is there anything we haven't asked you here that you feel like would be good for our audience to know, especially, since we've been talking about recovery, especially as everyone is trying to continue to get back to full force or full strength, whatever you want to call it?
Well, there's a couple of points I would touch on right there, Adam. One is, full strength and full force of your own staff. It is, again, to really take time right now and evaluate all the positions that you have and really what you need for the future. And there's no better time than hitting the reset button than where we're at right now when you might not have a full staff. And again, that reset, just like ours, didn't require any laying off of staff. Everyone that we had on staff is still on staff. We just created better reporting lines and new positions and new titles. The second thing that I would say is very much more tied directly to Visit Lake Charles, which is despite how tough things might look and appear while you're going through the storm, there's always a brighter day ahead. We're in the middle of a massive renovation and update along our lakefront area. We're building a new 40,000 square foot museum that's going to be a children's museum, an outdoor museum. One of our casinos. Horseshoe Casino is doing a $200 million plus renovation and addition right on the lake. We have new restaurants. We have new activities. Everything is coming back and coming back better than it was before. And so whether you're a small destination or the largest of visitor destinations, now is a chance to kind of restart and take what was working and then maybe try to improve what wasn't working as well as we all restart.
Well, Kyle, I think it's amazing that after what you have been through in Visit Lake Charles, that you were able to maintain staff numbers throughout. And I just think that with the combination, whatever the combination might be, of leisure and in-state visitors and business and convention and international, you've got something going there that that's really admirable, and that you were able to keep it together through all that. Any tips for other DMOs in that regard?
Well, Laurie, like I said, thank you for the very kind comments. Again, my tip would be to, for everyone as we're coming back out of the pandemic, to look at their current situation. And again, whatever your operating budget is, whether you're $500,000 a year in a very small bureau with only three or four staff members, or you're $150 million a year and you have 300 or 400 employees, is to really look at that designated funds and really set some money aside for the what ifs. And like I said, I think none of us ever envisioned a time where every single hotel would be closed in certain destinations, or every restaurant would be takeout only in these destinations. And so because that was never even imagined, we didn't plan accordingly, and it caught a lot of us off guard. So I think going forward, we now know it is possible. And again, to your point, we don't know where the next pandemic might come from, or the next reason to shut down might come from. And so to have that security blanket sitting back makes it a lot easier to make decisions on how to best move forward when you do have a little cushion.
I love that. Kyle, if people want to learn more about you or Visit Lake Charles, what's the best way to do so?
Well, about me, certainly LinkedIn at Edmiston Kyle is my LinkedIn address, profile address. And then for Visit Lake Charles, www.visitlakecharles.org.
Well, thanks, Kyle. Really appreciate you coming on. Great insight for our audience here today and for us to learn from. So really appreciate your time and wish you the best of luck as you continue to grow your destination down there in Lake Charles.
Thanks, Adam. Thanks, Laurie. I appreciate you having me on today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
And thanks, everybody, for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's show. If you did, please don't forget to leave us a rating or a review. It helps us to continue to bring you the show on a consistent basis. So thanks, everybody. And if you have additional questions, check out the Travel Vertical newsletter this week.